Ghana scored 48 points to place 61 out of 175 countries in 2014 Corruption Perception Index. The score and rank of Ghana shows also that the country performed much better than several other African countries, including South Africa, Senegal, and Tunisia. Mr. Speaker, this notwithstanding, Ghana scored below 50 on the scale of 0 to 100. Ghana has taken a number of steps to prevent corruption in public place of work. This includes the setting up of anti-corruption agencies such as Economic and Organized Crime Unit, Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, among others. A number of legislations in place are the Financial Administration Act, Internal Audit Agency Act, and the Public Procurement Act, 2004, all aimed at accountability, value for money, transparency, and efficiency in the use of public resources. Mr. Speaker, fighting corruption must involve all in society, as the law declared both the giver and the taker of bribes in our society.
As being highlighted by the Chief Justice, she set up the court for financial crime, and not a single case has been sent there. For more than 6 months, not a single case, Mr. Speaker, has been sent there. Meanwhile, the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament has been working over time, and the cases don't go.
A lot of laws have been enacted, all geared towards elimination of corruption. But what we notice is that most of the time, implementation of these laws becomes a problem, and the issue of corruption persists in the system. It's not associated with one political party or anybody, any one tribe, any one social grouping. It cuts across all the social setup. In that wise, we need the effort, the collective effort of everybody to control corruption.
There are some of the very good laws that we have made that we are not implementing to the letter. For instance, the law relating to asset declaration. Human as we are, it is possible for certain public office holders to, Mr. Speaker, procure some assets and register them in the names of persons who are not office holders. We should extend them to spouses, perhaps even the immediate nuclear family, because we have instances where assets are procured, registered in the name of children who are below 18 years.